Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Well, I don't know what he's into, but he missed out on a lot in the DMs. That's all I'm saying. What's up? What's going on? Happy Friday. Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. It's your favorite podcast in the world, a podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, where we keep you updated on everything that's happening in hip hop culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, culturally ready for this weekend.
Yes.
Asia Sky.
And I am your, I learned from you, Asia. I'm one of your hip hop aficionados.
Oh, okay.
A-dub in the building.
Yes. New word, new title.
There we go.
All right. Big weekend. We're kicking off here. Our DX Rising Stars have some beef going on between each other.
Say it ain't so.
Toosie is calling out DDG and his girlfriend Ruby Rose on Instagram. And the back and forth got a little spicy.
Little bit spicy.
We may just be getting this new J. Cole album that we've been waiting for our whole lives.
Entire lives.
That's what it feels like, at least. We have T-Pain. He leaked his Instagram DMs after finding out that there's multiple request folders for the DMs on Instagram.
Today, years old, he found that out, that you've got multiple categories for your DMs.
Come on now. Late. Can you say late?
Period.
We also have Rod Wave, who has a new Tiny Desk concert. Shelly has a new Tiny Desk concert. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have tons of new music out. Khalid dropped. Shelly dropped. Moray dropped Street Sermons. It's a whole bunch of stuff. Let's get down to it. They got Toosie mad out here, man.
Toosie is heated. He is hot.
Yes, he called out his fellow rising star, DDG, after GDG kind of accused him of trying to talk to his girlfriend a little bit, right?
Yeah, so what happened was Toosie and DJ Academics went live on Instagram together, and he was explaining how he had texted Ruby Rose to ask if she was performing at a show in Raleigh, North Carolina, his little cousin was attending. And then she said she was and told Toosie to bring baby girl, referring to his girlfriend.
Okay.
And Toosie is pretty open about his girlfriend on his Instagram and things like that. So Toosie corrected her by telling her what his girlfriend's name is and reiterated his cousin was attending the show. So that's how it first started. So she's kind of being spicy, like, bring baby girl. But, you know, she with DDG, so why does it matter?
Right. Like, type what of thing. It sounded like an innocent exchange.
Yeah.
So far, at least. It didn't sound like he was trying to holler at her or something.
That's what I'm saying. And then Toosie went on to say that he received a text back from Ruby Rose that said DDG had smoke with him, and so does she. And then Toosie admitted he was confused but wasn't bothered by the exchange. And you can hear a little bit about that in this clip.
DDG got smoke with you. I got smoke with you, too. I say, bitch, fuck you and your boyfriend. What the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, nigga got smoke with me. Bitch, fuck you and your boyfriend. The nigga then come text me after you begging me if I after you begging me to ask to tell you if I fuck with your bitch. You come back and say, hey, gang, stop texting my girl. This is the last time I'm going to tell you. I call that nigga. I say, yo, bro, what the fuck is you talking about? Nigga, who the fuck is you, like, to even be, like, talking like that? What the fuck you mean stop talking? Like, what?
So this all started because Toosie wanted his cousin to go to a Ruby Rose show?
Basically, they were just asking if she even had a show in Raleigh, and she was just like...
Maybe he was trying to get his cousin backstage. Maybe his cousin is a Ruby Rose fan.
Yeah.
He was trying to get her to hook up. Maybe get backstage, whatever the case. Like, he didn't even say, I'm going to pull up to the show. He said his cousin was going to pull up. Like,
right.
That's weird, man. I don't know what to make of that.
I don't either, but Tusi went on to say that DDG has been throwing subliminal shots at him on Instagram, but Tusi is, I guess, being the bigger man and ignoring it for now.
That clip don't sound like an ignore.
Right, he has something to say, get off his chest. Maybe after he said that to Academics, now he's done with it, but...
yeah, that might be what it is.
Yeah, he goes to say he doesn't have an issue with him and nothing's going to escalate past his point, but... Tusi does say he knows where everybody's standing, because why would you come at me like that?
Right. Like, especially if the message wasn't out of pocket.
Yeah.
And he was just asking about a show. Like, that's...
Right.
Yeah. Young people things. That's young people stuff right there.
It is a young gun little thing.
Now, on to something more towards our age group.
Yes.
Boss from Dreamville kind of, sort of announced J. Cole's album.
Yeah, he kind of teased that the off season was coming, and
so he posted up a picture of J. Cole on Instagram. He's in the studio, assuming that this picture was taken by Boss, and on the picture it says, "The off season, pack your bags in 2 weeks."
2 weeks.
He also put 3 head exploding, mind blown emojis after it. So sounds like the album is finished. That's what I got from the post.
That's what I got, too. What makes it even more kind of suspicious is that the post was deleted.
So J. Cole's probably like, dude, I didn't tell you to do that.
Right. Like, take that down now. Like, ASAP.
It's too late. We saw it. The off season is kicking off. And what better season to do it in than Taurus season?
We love a May release. We love Taurus season.
We love a May release. The off season. It's about chilling. It's about relaxation. It's about, you know, living your best life. At least that's what I imagine it to be.
Same. I mean, same here.
And yeah, so I'm hoping we get it during that time. Okay, but what is interesting, though, is that no one else said anything. Like, the Dreamville official page, J. Cole didn't say anything. Like, no one from that camp has really said anything about this date. So,
yeah,
maybe this was just a conversation they had in the studio. Boss took the picture. He was like, yo, I'm going to post this pic. And then didn't say, like, hey, I'm going to tell people the album is coming.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Like, why would you post it? No one is saying anything. Like, not trying to, like, clear it up or... I don't know. I'd be excited.
It's very ambiguous. Like, why? Why can't they just tell us when the album is coming?
At this
why
point,
why is it all this shrouded in mystery and deleting posts? Why does it have to be all of that?
I don't get it. It's like, come on. It's like, at the end of the day, it is just an album, but we're hyped to hear new music. Like, if you're teasing us, like, we just want to hear something.
Yeah.
Why you gotta delete it? Why you gotta hide about it? Like, just come on. Just drop it.
Now, while we're talking about things being dropped, T-Pain technically leaked some of his Instagram DMs, but not to like be messy or expose people. But he recently found out that there is a file for the DMs on Instagram to where people who you don't follow can request to send you messages.
Right.
So if you don't check that folder, you're only going to see messages from people that you follow. So if you don't follow a lot of people, you could miss a lot of messages if you're not checking this folder.
Yeah.
And apparently T-Pain missed tons and tons of messages.
He had a big scroll in the video. Like, it just went on and on. You saw DMs from YB and Namir, Diplo, Fergie, Carrie Hilson, a bunch of other artists.
Viola Davis was in there.
She was in the DMs.
I think I saw Lizzo in there at one point. Like, anybody you could name was in T-Pain's DMs. The NBA was in there. Like, it was just a plethora of people reaching out to T-Pain for different things. Like, some people were probably trying to work, get him in the studio. Some people had business opportunities. Some people were just reaching out to say they were a fan. Like, and this is years and years of messages. He was just scrolling and scrolling, and he had missed all of these messages because he didn't know about the folder.
Could you imagine him actually, like, we saw his face reaction in the video, but if you actually swiped in your DMs and saw all these messages, and you're like, dang,
he missed out on money, opportunities, right, all types of stuff. He could have missed out on a boot. Wait, no, he's married.
Oh yeah.
Well, I don't know what he's into, but he missed out on a lot in the DMs. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he put in the caption, I swear I'm just now seeing all these messages and mentions today. How do I super apologize? Press conference, town hall meeting, I'm dumb.
He got to just put up the post on his page. Like, I'm sure he did. So he just got to put up another post making sure people know. Like, hey, if you sent me a DM between the years of 25th, whenever they rolled out this feature, the request right. feature, go Google when they rolled it out and say, if you ever sent me a DM between the year 2018 and 2021, mm-hmm. I apologize. I didn't see it.
I'm getting back to you.
Make a team, a group apology.
Right.
Okay, so speaking of groups of people, there's going to be a group of people in Miami this year. No, I'm not talking about Rolling Loud Festival. I'm talking about Triller Fest. So who's all on this Triller Fest lineup?
On the Triller Fest lineup, you got Lil Wayne. You got 6ix9ine. Your favorite person.
Oh, my God.
You also got 2 Chainz, Tyga, Chris Cab, and Kid Lee.
That's an interesting lineup.
Pretty interesting lineup. I wasn't expecting any of that.
That mix of people is just...
Yeah.
It's giving, oh, we're taking who we can get right now. But, well, with the exception of Wayne and 2 Chainz. It's giving we're taking who we can get right now.
Yeah, like, who's available right now?
who's not on Rolling Loud that we could try to get?
Period. Is Triller Fest like the Rolling Loud reject lineup? Because...
Yeah. Excluding Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. That's what it's giving.
That's what it is. But not, it's happening in Miami. It's an actual live concert, but you can view it virtually as well.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so it's going down this Saturday, May 1st. Doors open at 5, concert starts at 6.
Oh, this is tomorrow. I thought this was later on this summer or something.
It just announced. Oh, I guess it's already happening. And then you can bring, if you're in Miami, you can bring your own food, drinks, portable chairs, and they have it set up like in a 15x15 private space on the grid.
Low key, this is sounding more and more fun. The more details you give me, it sounds kind of fun. Yeah.
A little bit. So, but with the option to see it virtually too, and also if you want to see it live, you can.
Right.
A little drive-in concert. Yeah. So.
Yeah. If 6ix9ine wasn't on the bill, I might be attending.
You just might, right? So yeah, if you're bored in the house this weekend, you can definitely watch it on the internet. Or if you're down in the yams, you can go ahead and get you a little ticket.
Right.
You'll see it.
Okay, other virtual concerts that just went down. Rod Wave dropped a Tiny Desk.
Mm-hmm.
And he started out actually with a cover of a Drake song, which was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
He did Over My Dead Body from Take Care, like his own rendition of it.
I love that song.
Yeah, no, that's a fire song. Yeah. He put a lot of emotion into it. He also performed hits such as Rags to Riches. He threw it back a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he did stuff off the new album, of course, like Street Runner and Don't Forget. It was a pretty good concert. I would like for the... Well, Rod Wave is a sing... Is Rod Wave consider himself a singer or a rapper?
I think in this part where he just be calling himself an artist, because I feel like it's a rap sing or sing rap, right. Kind of.
Now, with that, I'm all for, like, rappers singing or people that aren't, you know, traditional vocalists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for them singing, but, like, I'm just, can we do some, like, voice development?
Something.
Because, like, when Rod Wave sings on the track, like, you feel it. It sounds good. It sounds beautiful, pristine.
Mm-hmm.
When it's live, the emotion is still there, but the vocals just... aren't up to par with the emotion yet.
Yeah.
They're not bad, but I would like the vocals to be on par to what we hear on the song, or at least somewhere close, somewhere in the ballpark.
Yeah, if you have to have a little, like, a vocal attachment on your mic or something.
Yeah, throw a little auto-tune on that thing if you need it.
Yeah, something.
You know, but the emotion was there. He didn't sound bad at all. I'm not saying that, but, like, just, let's, you know. Let's bring it up a little bit. If you're going to sing consistently, you know, why not?
Take a couple lessons or something.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Also, Shelly did a Tiny Desk concert, too. And he just dropped a new album. So let's get into the new music releases.
Yeah, let's do the new music. A lot of new music dropped today on Friday. Mm-hmm. You have a lot to listen to over the weekend. But the biggest one everybody's talking about is that new Khaled.
Another one.
Another album.
Oh, now this track list was just jam-packed. We went through it the other day. Mm-hmm. One more additional artist was thrown on there. Cardi B was put on at the last minute. So that's one that we didn't say when we went through the track list. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's all the people we named. Her, Bryson Tiller, Meek Mill, DaBaby, Lil Baby, Migos, everybody.
Everybody in the game was on this album, apparently.
Clearly. Mm-hmm. I like the majority of the album. The thing about it, though, on first listen, it sounded a little rushed to me.
Same. I felt the same
way.
Some
of the tracks, you can tell, like, all right, we're rushing. We're trying to get this deadline. Mm-hmm. I get that people get mad when the album release dates are changed. But mm-hmm. if the album's not ready, then just keep on tweaking it and make a new date. Like, you can keep us updated. We just get mad when people postpone the album indefinitely, like some people we know.
A bunch of people we know.
Drake.
And one person in for certain is Drake.
I guess this is why they do it, though, because mm-hmm. when they push for a hard deadline and it's not all the way ready, then they still have to scramble to meet the deadline or postpone it indefinitely. So it's a hard thing, but I feel like just keep us updated. You don't have to stick to the hard date, but just keep mm-hmm. us updated and finish the album. Finish the album first, then announce the date so that we don't have these problems.
Exactly. I don't know why that's so hard to do. Just do it that way.
Because they want to have the rollout ready so bad, and they want to be promoting it before it comes out. But it's mm-hmm. like, you can finish it, then start promoting it, then drop it. I don't understand what's so hard about that chronology.
Right.
But anywho, what did you think of the album?
Definitely, like you said, the first listen made it seem like it was rushed. I mean, I had to keep listening to it again and see. But I saw where a couple people, because if you check Twitter, every artist that's on there is trending, and everybody will talk about like the album. So trending wise, the album is doing good. But a lot of people were like, the beats sound like ringtones. I've seen that.
Oh wow!
A lot of people said DJ Khaled sucks in production.
Wow.
A bunch of people were talking about, you know, we thought that Beyonce was going to be on there, and she was on there for 2 seconds.
Hey, she was on there.
Yes. But
she was there. She said, hey. That was her contribution to the album.
I guess that's all we needed from B. And everybody talked about the Migos and her song, because that was hyped up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the only Migos was on there for like 30 seconds. And so
her sounded good on that song, though. Like,
yeah, I like that.
I am a fan of her cussing people out, mm-hmm. telling you what it is. Like, I like this new direction that she's moving in.
Yes,
it's very Rihanna, good girl gone bad esque.
Oh, very much so
to me. Like, she's coming into her own. So I'm liking the new vibes from her.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the Migos, like, they weren't really on it like that.
Yeah, their ad-libs were all throughout the song, but them, their verses, I don't know.
Yeah, no, they weren't really there like that. Mm-mm. But I also liked the Jay-Z and Nas song.
That was good.
I liked her, Meek Mill, and Bryson Tiller. They mm-hmm. did, like, the flip on I Can Feel It in the Air, the Beanie Siegel song.
Yeah.
And I also liked the first song, which was Thankful, with Lil Wayne and Jeremih. That was a good tune.
That was a good one.
Every Chance I Get, Lil Baby, Lil Durk. Lil Baby did his thing on that one.
I like that one.
The Cardi song sounded like Cardi recorded the song without the beat. It sounded like she recorded the vocals separately. The mm-hmm. beat was done. She didn't know what the beat sounded like. She just did her vocals dry and sent it to Khaled, and they put it on a beat. That's what the Cardi song sounds like.
Everybody's saying that's the best song on the album, too. But
no, Cardi was spitting. Cardi killed it.
She has some stuff to say.
But
I liked it.
It was like the production of that song.
See?
It sounded like the vocals were done completely separate, no beat, and mm-hmm. then they try to like match the vocals to the beat,
right?
And then like it didn't sound mixed. Like, it just, I don't know what they had going on. That's what happens when you rush it to meet the hard date. Now, I'm all for, if you gave us a date and you got to push it out a few more days, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just let us know, keep us updated, and then, you know, put these releases out. But I'm off of my album skills, because I can go on and on.
Right, Miss A&R over here. So,
okay, other new music that dropped. We got to big up Moray, North Carolina in the building.
Represent.
He put out Street Sermons. I haven't got a chance to listen to that one yet, but I will be doing that today.
Yeah, I'd heard a couple of songs. I think some other radio station was like playing them like on satellite radio. So mm-hmm. I heard a couple of them, and you know, it's that Murray-esque feel.
Yes.
So, but in that Street Sermons, I haven't heard it all the way through either. So definitely got to listen to that this weekend.
Did you feel like he was preaching?
I did feel a good word. A good word.
All right, that's the vibes we're looking for then.
Mm-hmm.
Also, new music from Shelly, formerly known as Drum.
Yep.
We have to Google whether or not Shelly is his real name, because it's just such a funny name to choose if that's not your real name. Let's look. Drum, real name. Yes. Okay. The mystery has been solved. Shelly is his real name.
Hmm.
So I'm sorry for saying your name is funny, Shelly. Yeah. But he dropped a new album called Shelly.
Yeah. Love that. Love that for him.
I haven't heard it yet, but I'm expecting great vocals
mm-hmm.
as he normally delivers.
Yeah.
And we also have a few other, like, Lucy song releases, right?
Yeah, a couple artists that dropped today and you can listen to this weekend is Kid Laroi. Also, the Baby Keem and Travis Scott record is out.
Yeah.
Got some music from Young Baby Tate, as well as PNB Rock, Joyner Lucas, and Lil Baby, and Lil Easy, AG Club, and some new music from 21 Savage.
21. Okay, then. That's a lot to get to. We are going to leave you to it. That's going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at right now. And tell three friends to subscribe while you're at it, too. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube. Our page is Hip Hop DX.
And after all of that, be sure to follow us on our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep. Follow our Instagrams and Twitters as well.
Mm-hmm.
At Asia Sky is my name on everything.
And everything for me is A-Dub, so there you go.
All right, have a good weekend. We'll see you on Monday with more daily news, and we'll be answering our community question on Monday.
Yes.
So see you then.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.